Welcome to the Identity Theft Resource Center's weekly breach breakdown for March 22nd, 2024. I'm Timothy Walden. Thanks to Centrelink for their support of the ITRC and this podcast. Each week on this podcast, we look at the most recent events and trends related to data security and privacy. Today, we'll discuss a cyber attack against the United Health Group. A recent attack on United Health has caused significant disruptions in the healthcare industry. The attack targeted Change Healthcare, a subsidiary of United Health Group that processes 15 billion health-related transactions annually and touches one out of every three patient records. The digital clearinghouse connects doctors, hospitals, and other healthcare providers with insurance companies that pay for medical care and authorize medical services. The attack has caused delays and snags in administrative functions for hospitals, doctors, pharmacies, and millions of patients. The American Hospital Association, or AHA, has described the attack against Change Healthcare as the most significant and consequential cyber attack on the U.S. health system. In a questionnaire sent to all U.S. hospitals, the AHA found that 74% of facilities responding to their survey reported a direct impact of patient care. 40% said that patients were having problems accessing health care because of delays in pre-approvals. And 94% of hospitals responding to the AHA reported being financially impacted by the disruption caused by the attack, with 60% saying they were losing nearly $1 million per day. Change Health has reportedly paid $22 million to a well-known ransomware group to end the attack. This is in keeping with two trends that the ITRC has recently highlighted. First, the healthcare industry continues to be the number one industry targeted by cybercriminals. Healthcare has topped the list of companies with the most reported data compromises each year for the past 5 years. And second, there has been a dramatic increase in attacks against supply chains over the past 5 years, a 250% increase since 2020. Healthcare has a large and fragmented supply chain with companies that range in size from local doctors' offices and billing processors to mammoth companies like United Health Group. Though smaller organizations often have access to the same systems and databases used by the large companies, but without the same level of cybersecurity and data protection. That makes them a prime target for identity criminals. Change Health reports that they are slowly bringing their systems back online, and the disruptions at local medical facilities is easing. But this attack has also prompted calls from healthcare, cybersecurity, and public policy experts for better cyber and data protections for healthcare providers and the patients they serve. If you receive a data breach notice from a healthcare provider or from any other organization, follow the advice offered by the impacted company. Freeze your credit to ensure that no new accounts can be opened in your name. Immediately change your passwords and switch to a 12-plus character passphrase. Change the passwords of other accounts with the same password as the breached account. Use multi-factor authentication with an app, because SMS can be spoofed. And keep an eye out for phishing attempts that claim to be from the breached organization. If you want to know more about how to protect your business or personal information, or if you think you've been the victim of an identity crime, you can speak with an expert IT advisor on the phone, chat live on the web, or exchange emails during our regular business hours. Just visit idtheftcenter.org to get started. Thanks to Centrelink for their support of the ITRC and this podcast. In 2 weeks, we will have the IRS on our sister podcast, The Fraudian Slip, to discuss tax scams as the tax filing deadline approaches. However, we'll return next week with another episode of the Weekly Breach Breakdown. I'm Tim Walden. Thanks for listening.